I was listening to a talk earlier today, and it was going like this, and the woman kept talking, and there weren't any pauses anywhere, and she just kept going, and there weren't any variations in her voice, and I didn't know where one sentence ended and the next one began, and it just kept going. And in fact, I'm having trouble doing this because I don't do that, and I tend to have pauses, and there's places where there's a clear break, and it leaves room for when you're going to understand, and when you're going to take a breath, and when you're going to let the content sink in and give the listener a place to drop in and realize what they're talking about. But then if you keep going to the next topic and you can't remember the next topic and you don't even know what they're talking about at that point, and the monotone voice doesn't go anywhere, it's just the same as like a run-on sentence. Or in a book perspective, there could be just a big giant paragraph of one sentence that just keeps going on and on. It might have commas, might have periods, but there's no hard breaks or line returns or anything, and it just goes and goes, and you never know when it's going to stop. And have you really understood anything I've said this point this far? No. I'm Bradley Sharvin, and this is Thursday Thunder, and this was the topic I was listening to. In fact, I couldn't even tell you what she was talking about because it was just so lost. What if I said, do you remember, I'm gonna go way back here. There was an ad that used to be called, it was for E.F. Hutton. See how well I remember that? And it was something like, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. And they would whisper. Then there's always a thing, there's always this funny thing that says, if you whisper something, people remember it. It's true. Why? Because it's a different tone. It's a different voice modulation. And I can have a deep tone. I can whisper something. I could say, hey, you know what? You want to know the secret? Let me tell you. And then I'm going to pause. I got a comment on one of my favorite films, my favorite Thursday Thunders, is got to be Goddamn Attitude, about my mom the day before she passed away. And one of the comments was how the pauses, the silence, allowed them a moment to reflect, to think, to see, to understand, to take in what I just said. Think about that. You're leaving some blank space. You're leaving some white space on the page. You're breaking up your paragraph with hard returns. Or maybe there's a bullet point, or there's a block quote that stands out because that's what you want the people to focus on. And then you can raise your voice and you can lower your voice. And you can speed up your talk when things are getting really, you know, exciting and I don't really know what to say. And Bethany, are we going to get chai? That's what my son says. Or you can slow things down and question and leave spaces in between words. Something of a hopeful tone, maybe a little dramatic. It's so easy, really. If you think about storytelling and how you tell stories and how people listen, and you can up the dramatic volume and you can have people sitting on the edge of their seat. But it takes some practice. It takes some techniques. And that woman this morning, this is the reason I'm doing this, because I couldn't tell you what she said. I was paying attention. I was trying. Yet she is just this like flat line of words. This is a presentation. I'm telling a story. What I want you to take away today are, one, blank space or white space in a book. If it's one big, just crammed, full paragraph of run-on sentence where I don't even know where to take a breath or make a thought or should I think about that thing or is this an important point? I don't know. It's just all run-on. And two, pauses. And three, voice modulation. And when to speed it up and when to slow it down. And when to bring it up and when to bring it down. They're all techniques. And yet, in storytelling, they're the difference between something you want to keep going and you can't wait for it to end. And in fact, you might not even notice, oops, it ended. The woman, she just stopped. Your politicians are very good at this, especially if you watch them on the news programs. They have their topic, and I think it's like a debate technique. You just keep going so that the other person can never break in or talk or have an opinion. You just keep going. Yeah, that doesn't really work for me. This Thursday Thunder. There is thunder. There's also fireworks in the air, which is really scaring Pepper. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm even inside today, because he barely wants to go out. He's really scared. It's sad. I'm annoyed. It's frustrating that he's so scared about something that he has no control over, and yet it's making him scared. See, I'm pausing. Now it's like ridiculous effect. Okay, I'm going overboard on the pausing here. This is Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. I'm here every week trying to bring you a bit of value, a bit of something that you can use in your daily life. And this is public speaking. This is how to talk with people, how to use voice modulation and pauses and breaks and let them recover. Let them breathe. Let them take a breath and bring them into your story. It's not that hard, but it's not that simple. Good to see you this week. I'll see you next week because, you know, I'll be here. Will you?